Rush Limbaugh calls me an environmental wacko. I'm one of those people who believe in saving energy, preserving wild areas, and treating the earth as a finite resource that should be handled with care. I get alarmed when I hear about air pollution, food contamination, and oil drilling under the Great Lakes. Rush seems to hate this. He compares people like me to Nazi extremists. He says I don't understand the world's bounty or the simple principle of supply and demand. Worse yet, he's convinced I'm one of those whining liberals who use environmental scare tactics to push big government. The funny thing is, when it comes to most social issues, I'm a fairly conservative guy. There are a few so-called liberal ideas that I support. Yet I often find myself walking hand in hand with left-leaning Democrats in battles to protect our natural heritage. I wonder why that is. Shouldn't Republicans join the fight? After all, there are a few things more conservative than trying to conserve our resources for future generations. There are some members of the so-called political right wing, whatever that is, who feel as I do. Rep America, for example, is a national grassroots organization that describes itself as the environmental conscience of the grand old party. Members believe we can preserve our environment and boost our economy at the same time. But many Republican leaders don't seem to be listening. They want to scrap laws that have cleaned up air and water, preserved natural areas, and prevented the extinction of native species. What's that all about? Anybody with the smarts to get elected ought to be able to see that more, not less, needs to be done. Significant environmental progress has been made during the past few decades, but we can still benefit from cleaner air, water, soil, and food supplies. And reducing wasteful consumption today will bring greater benefits tomorrow, including greater economic performance. You'd think more conservatives would be leading the way to safeguard these natural resources, rather than fighting against the liberals who are. If ever there was a bipartisan issue, this is it. Few modern social concerns are as vital to our health, recreation, and economic prosperity. Human progress shouldn't be measured solely on the basis of dollars and development, but also on what we've preserved and protected. Republican Theodore Roosevelt called conservation a great moral issue, for it involves the patriotic duty of ensuring safety and continuance of the nation. Roosevelt, of course, may have been the first environmental wacko to be elected president of the United States. Maybe it's time for another one, along with several others at all levels of government, and there's no good reason why they couldn't be conservatives.